Hey, this is Mark Manson with a commentary and analysis. This is about why we hold on to bad beliefs. This came out right in like peak time of my book writing. And this is one of those questions that I've kind of wondered for years. Like, how do you change your beliefs about yourself? Because one thing I've noticed over the years with people, especially back when I used to coach, is that you can get somebody to change. Like, you know, you could get somebody who's single for 10 years a partner, or you could help somebody lose like 50 pounds, but they would still have beliefs about themselves based on their old identity. And so I was very curious about kind of the process of belief change. And so I put my research assistant, Drew, on it, and he kind of came up with this three-step process. And then I took that and kind of wrote the article around it. And then the medical example is just it's a nice example that he dug up of belief change. But I think that, you know, the big takeaway for me in this piece, and I guess the takeaway of a lot of people, is that we idealize belief changes. Like, I think when we think back to the past, our memories construct our changing beliefs as kind of like this singular moment of, you know, it's like, well, I got cut from my basketball team and I realized I wasn't a good athlete. And so that completely changed my life. You know, when we talk about our past, it's always in these like simple before and after narratives. And the reality is, it doesn't actually happen that way. That's just how we remember it. What actually happens is that it's this very slow and agonizing process of little more doubt, little more doubt, little more doubt, new evidence, new evidence, new evidence, old evidence, old evidence. And we kind of circle back a few times. And then it takes like a good year or two to kind of adopt this new identity or adopt this new belief system. And that's not sexy or exciting for people. That doesn't, you know, if you're hurting or suffering or have some pretty bad beliefs about yourself, like that's not an exciting proposition, this idea that you're going to go through this 3-year long struggle with your self-image and everything you know about yourself, and you're going to have to consciously seek out new influences in your life and find counter evidence to a lot of your assumptions. Like that sounds awful, actually, just talking about it. But, you know, what you want is that big epiphany, that huge moment that it's like, oh my God, everything changed. And, that's just not realistic. So I think this article, actually, I wrote an article, I think back in 2013, 2014, it was called, Your Next Big Breakthrough is Already Happening. Where I talk about that kind of long-term process. I think this article and that article are really good complements for each other. So if you like this article, I would recommend you go check out that one.